Welcome to Sanity Lounge. Today, we're thrilled to have the incredibly talented Madison Bailey with us. Madison is a dynamic singer-songwriter whose soulful voice and poignant lyrics have enchanted audience far and wide. Her music, a mesmerizing blend of indie, folk, and pop, showcases her unique sound and authentic storytelling. Despite her busy schedule performing at various venues and festivals, writing new music, and engaging with her growing fan base, Madison has made time to join us today. We'll dive deep into her musical journey, her creative process, and what it's like to balance a hectic schedule while staying true to her artistic vision. Plus, we're in for a treat with some live performances of her beautiful songs. Let's give a warm welcome to Madison Bailey.
Welcome to Sanity Lounge.
Yes. Great guest today, Madison Bailey in the studio.
Local, young, incredible talent. I mean, I can't believe it. Yeah. We just had the pleasure of watching her perform.
You will hear at the end, we just had our minds blown.
I mean, it was incredible, man.
I've had the pleasure of seeing some very cool shows. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome.
Do you want to lead off or do you want me to?
Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do.
Let me ask you something. So after just watching that, when did you start? Was it vocals first or like an instrument first?
It was an instrument first. So I started in elementary school with percussion.
I knew it. I knew it.
I also did like choir and stuff in elementary school. You had to.
Right. But did they know, did you know at the time that you were kind of
I didn't like singing that much.
Okay.
So I was just like, just doing it because it's required, you know.
Right.
And then there was percussion. Loved that. Yeah. My grandmother got me a keyboard and I was having fun with that. And then by the time I was like, I don't know, maybe 9, 10, 11, I don't know, I would experiment and I would play like the keyboard with one hand and like the xylophone with another hand, right. Just like making random things.
Separation.
Yeah.
Rhythm separation.
And then middle school came around. I had to choose an after school activity and all of them did not seem appealing. And then there was ukulele club. So I was like, all right, let's do it.
Ukulele club.
Yeah.
They didn't have that when we were in high school.
They may have.
It was cool.
We
so
just didn't
like
know.
Sixth, seventh grade, started playing ukulele. And then my great-grandfather was a bluegrass musician, so he was already somebody that, and my uncle, I just always wanted to play guitar, but just never tried.
Well, let me ask you real quick, pardon me, in the ukulele thing, right off the bat, were you ice, or did you were a little bit ahead of?
Yeah, it just clicked. Like, at first it was hard with my hands, because, like, I have big hands and it was really difficult. Mm-hmm. But once I made it over that,
How different is that to play than a guitar?
I mean, it's pretty different.
It's four strings.
Just because it's so small.
And also it's like four strings compared to six strings.
Right, right.
And the strings on a guitar are so much like heavier.
Right.
And they hurt your fingers more.
Yeah, you broke that out at the woodshed. You didn't have that at Cult Classic.
No.
I would imagine, though, that is maybe because you're learning on such a small instrument with larger hands, as you point out, it may have helped you get stronger or articulate.
So you're saying you learned the ukulele before you learned how to play the guitar.
Yep. I wanted to play guitar. My mom surprised me with one for Christmas.
Nice.
I was like eighth grade Christmas around there, and I taught myself by ear, and it's just been
wow.
Yeah,
I mean, you're so rhythmic, you do that, like, that's why I knew you were going to say something about percussion. I'm a drummer, and part of the, you know, the show is a love letter to rhythm and how rhythm rules, you know, if you pay attention
everything.
To good rhythms, good things will happen. It's no joke. And your playing is so rhythmic.
Thank you. It's awesome.
Can you still play percussion?
You know, I haven't really touched anything percussion-wise in a while, but I always beat on things, like with my fingers, and it's just constant.
So you might be able to.
Yeah.
But
it
probably can.
Yeah.
It seems like her whole aura if that's the right word, is percussive, because even like in the middle of that performance, the trumpet, the scat trumpet type, that blew my face off. The second you did that, I'm in here, I started smiling. And he's like, love that kind of shit.
I've seen her, man. I know the stuff.
I know, man.
Ricky found out about that, and he was like, "Well, we're putting that right into the intro, the Woodshed intro."
Awesome. I mean, just because, but again, it's another form of rhythmic.
Yep.
It's like your whole aura has to be rhythm, and that's why you started with percussion, and that's why you're saucy, and you know. It's
yeah, I love rhythm. I like to play with rhythm with my words as well, changing the cadence of that, because everything is rhythm. Like there's melody, but you could have rhythm. You could, your mouth is an instrument, and not just the tone, but like I said, the rhythm.
That's right.
Shucking on the guitar's rhythm.
Right. Chords, the melody lays on a bed of rhythm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There, you know, it has to. I mean, unfortunately or fortunately.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's one thing about your music too, man. Amanda said this, is that your music is very patient.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like it just like, you just let it like linger, and then it just happens.
Yeah, it is,
and it always it's just patient. That's cool. It's amazing. I love it.
There's something to be said about
it was melodic.
There's something to be said about having the guts to let something linger, like the first song. What was the name of the first song?
The Prune Provider.
Yep.
That song opens with, you know, a chord. And then space,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like that takes guts and it takes confidence with rhythm, because at first you hear it and you're like, oh, she stopped. And then same chord, space. Mm-hmm. But it takes, you know, like you have to have that kind of precision.
Oh, yeah. And it works. Yeah. It works great.
That kind of patience is awesome. I love that stuff. So let's continue down this. So ninth grade, you get a guitar and you teach yourself. At that point, did you know that you were a great songwriter?
No. So I was just starting with, I was really into like finger style. So I would go on YouTube and I would look up different tutorials and just learn random, like Silent Night for Christmas, just random things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't start singing until maybe I was 13, 14. I had this mini band in high school with like three or four of my other friends.
Nice.
And I would basically just compose mashups of different songs. It's what I do when I gig in restaurants too. I'll do like six songs in a row so people don't have to clap, and I don't feel bad if they don't clap.
Right.
But so I would do those mashups, and then we had our first performance for school, and one of the girls that sang, because I didn't sing, I just played guitar, she didn't show up.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I have to sing.
Right.
So it was my first time singing on a stage, and it wasn't the best, but I was like, you know what? I did it. And then my mom used to sing karaoke all the time when she was younger.
Nice.
And with COVID and everything, like right before COVID, she got back into it. And I started singing some harmonies with her sometimes. Right. And that kind of got me
bolder
in front of people and everything like that. But I would go in my basement, and I had this loop pedal, and I had it connected to my keyboard, guitar, had this little drum set thing. It was real small. And I would just loop for hours and hours and hours.
Now explain to the layman at home
what a loop.
Right.
So there's this pedal and you click it once. And you say, I play some chords on the guitar. You click the button again, and now that's looping the chords.
Gotcha. It's the 21 Pilots guy.
Right.
Like, it's two guys in the band, but they sound like a symphony because this cat can control the loop.
Yeah,
like, he's done it his whole life,
you
know, and he's just got that nice sauce.
Amanda's Ed Sheeran does that.
Reference. Yeah, Ed Sheeran's a master.
I used to watch him, like, growing up. And have you guys heard of Tosh Sultana?
No.
No.
Oh, she will blow your mind.
Ooh,
look her up. She was a big inspiration for me with looping, guitar playing. She's so cool.
Nice.
Yeah. No, definitely check that out.
But that really got me into like building and hearing all the parts in my head, hearing harmonies. Like, I just practiced and it happened. So then I started singing with my mom. And then I really don't know how it came about, like just me gigging out, but we knew some people who knew some people who gigged out, and
Well, what about songwriting?
Songwriting?
I mean, yeah, because lyrically, it's like you're fucking Carole King or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what like I was going to say.
I don't know. I wrote just a couple of songs all the time. I journaled a lot. Mm-hmm. I wrote poetry a lot.
That makes sense.
But, I mean, my songs really started getting better once I was about, like, 19 mm-hmm. years old, like, recent. So, and like my writing now is so much better than what it was. And I think it's also just because I have more things to say.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So, like tougher things to talk about as well. But yeah, I don't know. I used to talk about, my first song was about an eagle soaring in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Well, well, I got to tell you, some of the greatest songs of all times are about, I mean, you know, nothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can be.
But it is a distinct talent, like to write. You know, the style of writing is not necessarily folk, but it feels folky, mm-hmm. you know,
I have
in that
folk
vein.
Tunes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but it's great.
Yeah. I mean, what is your favorite song that you've written?
Ooh, that's hard. Like lyric wise?
Or maybe what song means the most to you?
What song means the most to me?
That might be easier.
That's hard. There's this one song I have that I wrote about someone that struggles with addiction that's mm-hmm. close to me, and that one is very important to mm-hmm. me, and when I play it out, I'm very emotional.
Yep.
So I think that one, yeah.
What's that one called?
It's called October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it's funny because, again, going back to the riveting performance, you have this attitude, you know, inflection also in your lyrics, which is another hallmark of a great songwriter. I can't remember the example because I'm old and I space out, but there's a couple times where, you know, oh, you'll see at home, like when you watch the video, it's like you have the attitude and inflection, mm-hmm. and that goes back to rhythm as well.
Dynamics.
But that's all good shit. Yeah.
Yes. Dynamics.
Shit. Yes.
So musically, you said bluegrass. Who was the bluegrass influence?
So my great-grandfather, my pop-pop, and my great-uncle.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have bluegrass influence from them. Your mother was a karaoke rocker.
Oh, were yeah, they, she still is.
Yeah,
because you're in the bars.
Yeah.
Are you from Baltimore or are you from Maryland?
Yeah, like south of Baltimore, so just Anne Arundel County. Yeah.
Well, you know, as much as it's not everything, but lineage does matter, and that kind of pick and play, you know, finger picking playing and mm-hmm. stuff like that might have, you know,
yeah, totally
called you
yeah.
that direction.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
I used to listen to that and try to replicate on my guitar.
Yeah, because that's serious chops.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's hard, the double picking. I had the pleasure of seeing Ralph Stanley before he passed, and that was super cool to see, like, a legend.
Right.
Before, like, and he passed maybe a month after we saw him. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
I had him sign my first guitar. I was young.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was
wow,
so excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a good
that
omen.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird. It's a weird omen, but it's a good
it's,
omen.
Right.
It's good for you.
Yeah,
I, you know,
right.
I mean,
who are your influences? Like, who's your biggest influence?
Right. Okay. Right now, Erykah Badu, no
Erykah
question.
Badu.
Yeah. Everything.
I love her.
Everything about her. She's a true inspiration for me. And then I also love like Amy Winehouse. Mm-hmm. And then you can go over to like Radiohead.
Right. You do a version of Back to Black. Dude,
yeah. Yeah.
Of her.
When you were a kid, what was your first initial music love?
That's hard to think about.
What did you discover first?
Well, yeah, like when you were young, like what, you know, like for me, the first band I remember was AC/DC, I think, or something like that. But
mine was Kiss.
The first that I can like ever think of would be Patty Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And that's like an artist my mom and I bonded over. And I just remember being a kid and we always listened to that. But then, so me being biracial, I have the pleasure of having like my mom and my dad show me all types of music.
Nice, right.
So also having, like, my mom was into alt, like rock, so Pearl Jam, all that
awesome.
Stuff growing up. And then like my dad showed me Erykah Badu and Jill Scott and just the soul and like 90s hip hop.
Yep.
So I just kind of had everything, like it was like an
That's
everything
perfect.
Bagel. You're going to hit me up playing bagel now. I'm like, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's perfect. That's awesome. So what about movies?
I'm not a big movie girl.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so now when you say you're not a big movie girl, does that mean you've never watched movies?
Like, yeah, but I can't tell you much about movies.
Tell me one movie that you recall seeing ever.
Ever? Like Dreamgirls?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Like, I liked Disney movies as a kid, you know.
That's right. What I'm asking. Like, yeah. Like, okay, so let me ask you this. Do you remember the first movie you ever saw?
No, do you?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
What?
This is a generational thing.
No, it is.
My son, listen, my sons tell me this all the time. They're like, Dad, movies aren't as important to people.
It's changed, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So what's the first Disney movie you recall seeing?
I don't even know.
We're gonna have to lead off with a quote from like...
we'll have to come up with...
Yeah, what
well,
was...
Well, no, we'll just pick a... You don't remember the first Disney movie you saw?
No, not really. Like, I like TV shows more than movies. Okay. So, like, let's move into that. We could talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about that.
I loved, like, SpongeBob. That was my absolute favorite. And then Cartoon Network, Tom and Jerry, Johnny Bravo.
I love Tom and Jerry.
All that good
stuff.
So
let me ask you this. SpongeBob, was that your era?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was my jam. Still is.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Gosh, I mean, is there a greater character on Earth than Patrick Starr?
Like, absolutely not.
I mean, I can't believe how much I love that fucker.
He's like, he's good.
He's such an idiot, and it can't be good, but it's wonderful. It like, is. I love him. I mean, what a great character.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. That's fucking great.
So, this is something I wanted to ask you. Your stickers, I have all of them. So, who did the artwork?
I did.
So, you're an artist also?
Sure.
I mean,
I like to draw.
A drawer, right. Yeah. Right. You're obviously an artist, but like an actual, you draw?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow.
I want to get back into it. I was very into it during COVID. I was drawing a lot on like pen and paper, the ink markers. Mm-hmm. But then I went to college and then I moved out and just all these different things. And I just stopped, but I've been wanting to get back into it. So.
So
what's up with your stickers? You just have a plethora of original. Oh, snap. Nice.
Yeah, there's one on the door.
Nice. And so it's all original Madison Bailey. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's another one that has like a sun. Mm-hmm. I have a song called Say Cheese, and on the tooth it says Say Cheese on it.
That's so fun.
I might have a pin in my pocket you can have of it.
Yeah, yeah, please. That's wonderful.
Garrett has a pin.
So let me ask you this. The Spotify stuff, okay, that's from
2020, 21, 22 maybe.
And when I was 2020.
Where did you record that stuff?
In my bedroom.
That's awesome.
So yeah, all that stuff, I was like 17, 18, and I produced it all in my bedroom. Didn't know what I was doing, but...
Yeah, but good for you. It sounds fucking great.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
Like I was listening to it yesterday or whatever. It was... It sounds great.
Thanks, cool.
Well, that's the other thing, is that they've come a long way with... home production with this kind of stuff. And actually you're like, because it's you with the, you know, the guitar and the vocals, it's like it probably was easier to get a good sound or consistent. You
and
know
I had,
mean?
I was like doing all the magic on the computer, doing different keys and making drums and weird
noises. I was
going to
say, some of those songs have drums on them. So that was just all you.
It's the loop. Keyboard. Yeah. Right. So, but you know, I've changed a lot as an artist, and my songs have gotten better.
You've
matured. Yeah, right. Like my guitar style hasn't always been the way it is now. That's really developed since playing in bars and restaurants and wanting to get attention from people. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, there's more than one person here. Look.
Yeah, incredible.
No, it's great. I mean, the first time me and Amanda saw you was at Cat's Eye, and that you were just there, and then but you got up and did a song with Sweet Lita.
Yeah,
we were like, this is
pop two strings.
Yeah, this is great. And then then we saw you a cult classic. You opened up for Kelly Bell and Sweet Lita. That was fantastic. That was amazing.
Now, are these gigs just falling into... I mean, not that you haven't worked for it, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying, like, how do you get in with heavy hitters like Sweet Lita, Kelly Bell Band, and all that kind of stuff?
I just hit the jackpot with Sweet Lita.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore those people.
Yeah, they're great.
but there was a, you guys are you guys familiar with AMFM? It's Annapolis Fund of for Musicians or something like that. It's just like a musician thing for Annapolis, you know, like a program.
Okay.
And I went to, it was my first fundraiser, and we went in there, and Sweet Lita was there, and just all the Annapolis musicians were there.
Right.
And I've only been playing out for almost 2 years, so I'm still new.
Right.
And
sure.
So this was maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I knew people's names, but I didn't know the faces and everything. And I remember everyone talking about Sweet Lita, Sweet Lita.
Yeah.
And I was playing with this percussionist at the time, and he was like, "That's Sweet Lita." And I was like, oh. I was excited.
No, they're the nicest people in the world.
As soon as Jamie turned his head, I was like, oh, I know him. I've seen him. I know him. And so we went up and talked, and I went up to Julie, and I was like, hi, I'm Julie. And she, I mean, hi, I'm Madison. And Julie turned around, and she had a whole bunch of grapes in her mouth. And she was like, and then they heard me play. And there's like this speakeasy that's below. It was just this big room.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up a speaker down there. And I was like, oh, I'll play down there for fun. Everybody else is upstairs. And my percussionist and I were playing. And Jamie was like, can I go get my bass? And I was like, duh, go.
Right.
Yeah.
He gets his bass. And then Julie comes and sings. And we were just jamming.
Wow,
for, like,
that's great.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Since then, it's just, we've been real tight. We found out we live like 8 minutes apart.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I absolutely adore
well,
them.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
That's
I mean, looking at your schedule, like looking back to May, looking into June, I mean, you've had like one.
My phone fell.
Oh. Sorry, was
guys.
That, I mean, you have like a day, maybe two or three here and there where you don't have a gig, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to Julie about it. She was like, yeah, they were trying to like help you out, help you get gigs, and then you're just like you're just scheduling, book it up, and she's like, we don't have to, like, people are finding out who she is now.
The gigs are
so how do you promote yourself? I mean, because you're busy.
Yeah, so like I don't have any help with booking, and I started it was a rough process at first, you know, just managers, they have a whole bunch of musicians trying to, hey, let me in.
Sure.
And so you kind of just get lost in the email chain. And so I would go to open mics and try to get in front of managers so you can physically see me and hear me.
Right.
And networking with other musicians to cover their gigs, to get in new places. And then I played and I met this one guy and he books like 6 rooms. And so I was just set because he was booked me in each room in a month. And so this is what I do full time for money, but you know, I eventually just want to do shows and my original music.
Right.
But yeah, the gigs just kind of, after some nagging, they came and they stayed. So
are your parents like all like, are they supportive as far as like music as a choice in life? Were they always kind of like in on it, or was it kind of, you know, like some parents are, which is scared.
Like, right.
Like, you know, I'm a drummer. My dad was like, look, you gotta, you know, have a backup plan.
It's like, it's not a real job and all that
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But it is.
Yeah. My mom is my biggest fan.
Yeah.
She goes to almost every gig and she goes to almost every show, records the whole thing. And we live with my grandmother and we're kind of just like the three, and they're both so supportive.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I've met your mom. She's been at every gig I've been to, which is two so far. Well, technically three, four.
Yeah.
I'll count this one.
This was the shit. I was saying, this was
on her schedule.
This was no joke.
I know. I was so fucking happy with how that
The Woodshed. That was great. How insane is that place?
That was my first headlining all original show.
Yeah.
And
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you do that solo? Was it just
no,
you?
No,
I had
no.
my band.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
is that going to be, are you guys?
That's my band. Those are my guys.
Yeah. Cause I talked to them like, you're going to be coming back. So.
Yeah. You'll like my drummer.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I told you about it. I sent you a picture of his kit. He's got like a little, what? It's like
an 18-inch
bass drum. Like,
oh,
it's cool.
Okay. Right. I remember that.
Everything is it's cool.
He's real cool.
Yeah so the whole group is a little bit like, you know, ice. Like if his kit, because his kit was nice and like t- toned down a little bit. Let me ask you this.
Keys, guitar, drums.
You may, you know, this may be your kryptonite, but it also might be a, you know, evolution worth thinking about. But what about, are you eventually going to do the Dylan, like, and go, like, electric guitar, mm-mm, big drums, you mm-mm know, stuff like that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want, like, a hollow body guitar just to do. I have a project what we're doing with Ricky Wise. We're going to do, like, a trio thing. Right. And he was like, you should get a hollow body for that. And so I'm definitely down, but I am definitely an acoustic girl.
So what's a hollow body?
It's like that jazzy looking electric guitar. I'm not mm-hmm too familiar with electric, so right, I can't be, you know, I'm already dumbing it down for myself. So, right. But, right. Yeah, it's like a jazz electric guitar.
Okay.
Right, like, I think it's like the Brian Setzer type
guitar. Yeah, it's
right?
Oh, okay.
If you could see that, yeah, it's like a big guitar.
Big,
yeah.
Like Sheryl Crow?
Maybe.
Kind of.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's not like an electric, like, you know
right
what I'm
right
saying?
Right.
It's very soft.
It looks different.
But it's big, and it's big.
Right,
yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. And don't get me wrong, you do whatever you want. It's just sometimes, like, when you're an incredible songwriter, you know, just through evolution alone, all of a sudden you find yourself being like, you know what? This one calls for something different, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if that never happens, who gives a shit? Because you're right where you need to be.
Right.
You know? But it was one of those things where Dylan split his audience because all of a sudden everyone loved his acoustic. Mm-hmm. But when he went electric, it was like, you know, you either were, you know, furious that he's going electric or
right
you were enthralled that
right
he was going electric. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
so,
it's a different sound.
Yeah, it's
yeah
a different sound. I don't necessarily think you should. Again, I think you're fucking great the way everything is. It's just an interesting thought.
Yeah,
you know?
I have some electric guitars and I like to noodle with them at home and try to learn how to solo because I'd like to, you know, take that over to the acoustic. But yeah, there's something about the feeling, the vibration of the body against mm-hmm me. It's just, it's a whole experience that I do when I play music. It's just acoustic.
Right. Yeah. And that makes the attitude that you see mm-hmm when you're singing, because that's the thing. It goes back to rhythm, baby. That's what it goes back to. I'm telling you. It saved my life. Whoa.
So are you working on new songs with the band right now?
No.
No?
Like they're learning my songs, but
right
like all the writing
is
right
all
is gonna me
be you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the future, like my keys, they both write. So I'm sure there's gonna be some songs.
But they probably have to learn, like,
they're quick. Quick. Like the Woodshed at Nate's, we had one rehearsal.
Oh really?
Two rehearsals.
You wouldn't yeah.
Yeah,
wouldn't,
we played
I
through twice.
That,
yeah. Besides a couple of songs where we played on a mini tour we did in May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're so great to work with.
Yeah.
Especially because I have a lot of stops and things like that in my songs, and they just check, check, check.
Yeah, if you're in sync with, if they like get you,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you're breathing together.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. Like
unique,
you can tell they communicate well together too behind you.
Yeah.
Mini tour.
Yeah, they've been working together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's good too. If they have history and they're already locked in.
Mm-hmm.
What are the names again?
So Mirto Dorso
yep
is the keyboard player, and then Rashawn Savage.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I've been watching his videos. Him and he's got another drummer,
Camonte.
They do. They play the Powerpuff Girl cartoons. Like they have a screen up and they play like
they do Saturday
they do
cartoons.
Oh wow,
it's
cool.
So,
I bet you that's
it's really cool.
Fun.
Yeah. So next week I'm actually doing one with them.
Oh really?
So,
nice. I can't wait for that. They're cool videos, man.
Yeah. That's fun. That's
shout
awesome
out to Mirto.
Yes. Yeah, they're gonna be in here eventually.
Yeah, they're super cool.
That's good stuff. So mini tour, where was that?
So have you guys heard of So Far Sounds?
No, ma'am.
So there's this organization, and they're in over 400 cities. I sound like a promo for them. But, basically, as an artist, you apply, and if you're accepted, then you were sent these invitations to play in the cities of your choosing. So
nice.
I had like Baltimore, and I started with just Baltimore. And they'll be like, are you free on Friday? Blah, 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 blah. And you're like, yes. And they tell you the city and the sub-city. So it'll be like Baltimore, Pigtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so you accept it. And then as an audience member, you don't know the exact location until 36 hours before. But you still have that sub-city. So you know, okay, it's in Pigtown. You can plan wherever.
Right.
but you don't know the exact location. And there's three artists, and you don't know who's playing until you get there. Really? And all the artists need to be decent because you have to apply to get in.
Right.
So I did about five shows through them solo, and then that's where I met Rashawn and Mirto. Mm-hmm. They were playing with this rapper, and I was like, oh, I love them. Like, they're great. And I connected with them. Eventually, I played a show with them and their leading member.
Right.
And then they all went their separate ways, and it was the same timing that I got them. Nice. And I was like, okay, so far is in all these different cities, and they pick a venue, and they have an audience already coming.
Right.
Let me do a tour through them. So I went on LinkedIn.
It's a no-brainer.
Right.
Yeah, I went on LinkedIn to try to find like the CEO and like figure out how I can do this tour.
Right.
Found the guy and booked New York, Philly, DC, and Baltimore.
Good for you.
And so we did that the first two weekends of May. And that was, it was great.
Did you break even, or did you, like, did you make any money, or?
I mean, kind of, it was kind of like a break even. More exposure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is you got to just do it.
Yeah. You got to get out there.
I mean, that's the thing.
The experience was great. It was all of our first times playing in New York.
That's awesome.
And it was my first time taking my music out of Maryland. So I was just happy to be there.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't want to be a dick because that's an ignorant question. But, you know, I know you're young. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know. But, yeah, that's fucking fun as shit. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
It is super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never heard of that organization. That's wild.
Yeah, I feel like that's right up you guys' alley.
Yeah,
find some cool talent there, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's so a great. I wish I'd have known about that when I was there. That's a great idea.
It's super cool, and it's all the way. Like, they have these in the UK, like France, just everywhere.
Wow, so,
Hawaii, everywhere.
Yeah, it's a network, and it's a good idea. I mean,
and there's like some musicians that have gone through So Far Sounds. Have you guys heard of, I don't know if she, Billie Eilish went through it, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a couple other people. There's this other woman, Leanne LaHavis.
Oh, I know
she
her.
Is a very big inspiration. She's really cool.
Is she?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, she's great.
Well, we'll get anybody in here. I mean,
if you can get her in here.
Well,
I don't know. She's not local. I don't think she's local.
She's,
well, I don't know.
I'll email her.
We're trying to get John Waters. Stavi, we're going big, baby.
Get her in here, and I'll
Lauren Ruth Ward. She's another one. Yep. She lives in L.A., but she's from Baltimore.
Okay,
she's good.
So these guys are learning the back catalog right now, mm-hmm. but eventually, are you thinking that you're gonna write new stuff, or are you not there yet?
Like, oh, yeah, I'm still writing.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I just finished a song. I started and finished a song yesterday. I went into the studio, and I was going to record. I want to do this, like, solo cover album, but then I tuned my guitar differently and came up with this chord progression, mm-hmm. and the guy, his name is Ben. He's super cool. Shout out Ben Heemstra. He's a cool musician in Annapolis.
Nice.
He was like, oh, that's nice, and we started writing a song, and that just came about, and also My Bourbon Breath Brother, I think that was the second song.
Yeah.
That was my most recent besides the one I wrote yesterday.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Bourbon Breath Brother.
Triple
What's the
B.
story behind
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of about having someone that's your brother, someone super close to you, mm-hmm. and they choose something over you that's not the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
I just used alcohol in this aspect, which holds true
yep.
for the actual situation,
sure.
but it's also just choosing. It could be money, it could be the wrong people in your life, just all these things over someone that cares for you. So it's like, My Bourbon Breath Brother, where did you go? It's like the room is spinning and you're all alone,
right?
And it's just, you know, so that's
good.
Sure. I like it. Yeah.
Well, once again, I think you're beyond your years in your songwriting ability.
Thank you.
And for you to just be like, yeah, I don't know, I just started writing, you know. But it's it's probably the buildup of, you know, through
everything.
The poetry, through the everything you said, man.
For but sure.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and you're
fun.
Getting out there. There's no doubt about that.
Right. Now, we're trying to bring a positive light to Baltimore City because it gets a lot of negative
press. It does.
And you're out there, you know, you're doing it. You're out there a lot. Can you say anything positive about the city? The city does have its problems, you know.
It does. It does. As does every city, yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
I love Baltimore. They have taken care of me. They have helped me fall in love with music more than I ever thought I could. The people are beautiful. The art is beautiful. I found so many connections by going to see all these other people. Mm-hmm. And the inspirations, like I've been talking about these bigger names like Erykah Badu, Amy mm-hmm. Winehouse, but I've had so much inspiration from these local artists. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like there's Nikki Stacy, Grayson Moon, Rob Hinkle from Illy Amy, mm-hmm. like all of these amazing, amazing, just normal, ordinary people are making right. extraordinary art. And yeah. it's like,
well, it's that's insane. Why we feel like, Melissa or one of them said, like, Baltimore gets no press, for art. It's all crazy. For nastiness.
That's, yeah, I mean, that's one and thing we're like, trying to do here, man.
It's like if we can shine a light everything. On a hidden gem of the East Coast yeah. that is Baltimore, mm-hmm. which, as you're saying, you know, because you're out mm-hmm. there. And you know, because you're out there.
And even exposing other musicians to other musicians. Like, yes. I think you said that at the Woodshed, is local musicians don't necessarily know who the local musicians are because mm-hmm. you guys are all just out there doing different things. And right. you don't get to go, like, I have the benefit of going to see you and then going to see Sweet Lita, where you're out playing, you're in the world. Same with him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's in a band, and you don't get to see as many bands.
Right.
But, so, I mean, I'm fortunate in that way, so I get the
yeah, that's why he's clutch glory. With getting Sand. All these great, right. you know, with all these great right. Baltimore artists. I've known him for 30 years, and he's just like, you know, I can get his bands. You know,
yeah,
I can get his good
yeah.
bands.
So. And it's super, super important to go and see all these other artists, not just for, like, the learning aspect, because that's very big, but networking, and it's so huge.
It is.
And it's, like, it's really cool, because on Instagram, you can follow all these people
yep.
and you don't realize you follow them. And then it's like you go into a bar. Oh, that person's so cool singing.
Yeah.
They're on their break and you talk to them. They're like, oh, let me follow you on Instagram. Yeah. You guys already follow each other.
I hate that. I always feel like such what? A dick. I'm like, right. Of course. You
it's,
know,
it's super cool though. You know, so you mentioned me having some days off.
Yeah.
I've been like starting to book myself on certain days mm-hmm. and going and seeing music.
Right.
Because I learned that that's equally important.
Schedule
so I'll
time.
Tell you here, there's a new little event, which one of our guests, Christopher Schaefer, he's mm-hmm. the soup maker down at Vell's Point, drummer. He's in a punk band called Glassfault. We just had him on.
He
started his, you know where Captain James is, like right at the corner of Boston and Alisana. It's like the restaurant that looks like the ship.
Oh, yeah.
So his spot's right next to it. So he's doing this variety show now once a month. The next one's on July 2nd.
Okay.
So he has a band come in and play. He has comedians come in, but it's all free. Like he cooks burgers on the grill and hot dogs, puts them out, has chips and stuff. But it's hosted by DDM, Dapper Dan Midas Emanuel, who's a local, he's a Baltimore rapper who I want to get on the show.
Yeah,
but his band's playing the next one. So if you're scheduling yourself
okay.
and you're open July 2nd, you should come
July
into that.
2nd.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the first Tuesday of every month. It's called the Variety Show. So he gets three artists that display their art in his hallway.
Wow.
And then you can buy the art. You can,
yeah, the guy's a philanthropist.
Yeah, and he doesn't take any commission on it. Like, he's a real good dude.
Guy.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. But it's a cool show. I've been to both of them so far. His band opened up the first one, and then this dude, Brandon Woody, who's a trumpet player, fantastic jazz band, was in there. It was last night, actually.
Okay.
So that's a good, another good, cool free event in the city to see cool music once a month.
Right, where everybody's hanging out. It's yeah. wide open. They're yeah. on the streets. They're in the garage. You know, it's good stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
is.
And
yeah.
I just think that being out there and testifying, you know, from people who have boots on the ground
yeah.
Yeah.
of the reality, you
yeah.
know, which is that there are, you know, ugliness, but there's also a lot of beauty and
yeah,
a lot
of talent.
That's amazing
talent. Like, yeah. I mean, even yeah. between, I kind of consider Baltimore and Annapolis the same place, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
But the artists in Annapolis, like you have Scribe, Daphne Ekman,
right.
Pressing Strings.
Oh man, we're going to get all of them.
Yeah, all yeah. of them. And then Baltimore, like there's just so much talent in the area.
Yeah.
Right. And
you know,
want all of it.
They don't even know about each other. Like some of them
right,
do.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's, oh, and me going to both, I'm like, do you know this person? They're like, right. No. And I'm like, well, you need to know this person and exactly. get on a bill together.
Yeah, so you're in that sweet spot uh-huh. where, you know, you're just meeting, networking, yep. and it's only a matter of time. And that tour is just a brilliant.
Yep. First. I'm going to try to do it again. I made some good connections in Philly, too. So going to Philly, and I'm trying to go back into D.C., just slowly, you know, like spreading.
Right. And then the key is the next time through, if all of a sudden the next time you go to New York, the first time there was 20 people there, if the next time there's 70 or 80 or whatever, mm-hmm. then that's a fucking win.
Exactly.
You
know?
Yeah.
Even just two more. Because
two more.
That's
right?
profit. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. That's good shit, man. Yeah. Well, is there anything you want to plug? Like, is there anything?
Yeah. How can everybody find you? Where do they go?
They can go on Instagram, Madison Bailey Music. My name is spelled differently. This is my little saying, MADISUN, mm-hmm. like the sun in the sky or the day.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. So Madison Bailey Music.
All right. And what about these stickers? Can you buy the stickers? Or what?
I used to sell them, but I just give them away for free because it's free promo. So I should be paying you, right. you know?
I love stickers.
Dude, wait till you see you were there because you did it, but wait till you see your performance.
Yeah.
And because Chris is a genius.
Wait till everybody hears the performance.
He's up there going, it's horrible. So good. Yeah. But Chris is really good at this, you know? And it sounds and looks exquisite.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love your style. I can't wait to see you out again.
Yeah, we'll actually be playing next at East Port of Rockin'.
Yep.
That's my first time playing that venue. And we're on the 2nd Street
stage. So where
is
that?
East Port, Annapolis.
In Annapolis. Yeah. I mean, this isn't in real time, but when is it?
June 22nd.
Yeah. I'm gonna be at the beach.
It's an all day festival. It's super cool. All different bands. I think there's three stages. There's like a lawn for soloists, and then two other stages. Kelly Bell will be there. Sweet Lita.
That's awesome.
Grilled Lincolns. All the good.
Yeah, we're gonna get Sweet Lita in. We're gonna get Kelly.
Yeah, we're getting them in the fall. Yeah. I know. I've already talked to Jamie. They want to get through their festival season, which is fine.
Yeah, they're
everybody's
busy.
Busy.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
Nah, I'm glad you made the time. Like,
yeah,
awesome.
We appreciate you.
This and is cool.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Yeah, this was fun. Yeah.
Tell everybody to tune in.
Yeah,
I will. You
know, and watch the first episode so you get to know Woe Davis and me a little bit better.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It was good meeting you. All right.
It was wonderful meeting you.
All right.
Or
stay
seeing
sane.
Seeing you again. Not meeting you. I've already met her.
Stay sane, Baltimore.
Awesome.
Cool.
Bent me a record, made a bow. It doesn't skip, it just holds my keys in the morning and my jewelry. He used to play me songs. Now I am the writer, the provider, giving sound to an empty room, pressing strings to my fingers prone. I say I'm the writer, the provider, giving sound to an empty room, pressing strings to my fingers prune. Making a record, I am 21 years old. Telling some stories that have never been told. My pen glides against the paper, taking out all of my anger, thinking nobody could save her. The record's needle scribbling circles just like my pen in my journal. Held my breath, I'm turning purple. I'm the writer, the provider, giving sound to an empty room, pressing strings to my fingers pull, giving sound to an empty room, pressing strings to my fingers pull, giving sound to an empty room, pressing strings to my fingers pull, giving sound to an empty room, pressing strings till my fingers prune. To come to your senses, you still beat around the bush, yeah. Too old to hop the fences. My bourbon breath, brother, where did you go? The room is spinning, and you feel alone. Brother, will you be fine? He said, I lost all my money, but I'll have it back in some time. So, what's in your cup? Is it wine? I only ask 'cause there's nothing in mine. Is your head, does it ache? Does that alcohol ever taste like a mistake? My bourbon breath, brother, where did you go? is spinning and you feel alone. My bourbon breath, brother, will you be fine? He said I lost all my money, but I'll have it back in some time. To think that we were in the same boat, but I realized you jumped out a while ago. Now I'm trying hard to keep it straight, raging waters can't escape. I built you to 100 when I was only at 3. Our love was like a car crash and my heart was the debris. Remember to breathe. Remember to breathe. I will prove that I don't need you and I was thrown into Muse. Got the power just like Zeus on top of the world. Look at the view. Smell a sharpie, thoughts on paper, it bleeds through the book. I rip them out later. Love could be failure, love could be danger. People are falling in love with some strangers. Not there to catch you, they aren't your savior. Forget the lesson, the same behavior. I guess that's just human nature. Tip of the iceberg, not the whole glacier. Happy moments you should savor. Do me a favor, remember to breathe. La 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 la.
gotta let it ring.
Make it look easy, and I know that at any second you can get up and leave me. But isn't that the fun part? The teasing and the chase. Tell me all your secrets, and I will keep them safe. And did you feel the butterflies after our first embrace? If that's the case, I'll pick you up tonight at 8. Bought you some flowers just to see you smile. It's well deserved, you haven't gotten some in a while. I'll take you out to dinner wherever you wanna go, and I'll call you beautiful in case you didn't know. But isn't that the fun part? The teasing and the chase. Tell me all your secrets, and I will keep them safe. And did you feel the butterflies after our first embrace? If that's the case, I'll pick you up tonight at 8. City lights, what a lovely sight to see. Looking at the blue moon as your eyes next to me. But isn't that the fun part? The teasing and the chase. Tell me all your secrets, I will keep them safe. And did you feel the butterflies after our first embrace? If that's the case, I'll pick you up tonight at 8. If that's the case, if that's the case, if that's the case, I'll pick you up tonight at 8.
Thanks for listening, Baltimore. You can find us at www.sanitylounge.com or on Instagram at sanity.lounge.
Keep listening and subscribe.
Stay sane, Baltimore.